You're listening to the audio production of The Wedding Chapel by Rachel Hauck, published by Zondervan and read by Wendy Lanzel.
Chapter 1. Jimmy. Hart's Bend, Tennessee, July 1948. Jimmy's journey began with a photograph. One of two girls standing next to a slender bride gripping a weak cluster of flowers, the shade of a stone chapel falling over their faces. My cousins. Clem's heavy exhale pushed him down to the family's brand new sofa. From England. All of them? Jimmy remained planted in the same spot he'd been standing when Clem passed over the picture, in a warm swath of afternoon sunlight falling through the square front window. No, golly geez, just the two flower girls, or bridesmaids, whatever you call them. They are coming to live with us. Clem whistled low and slumped down against the couch cushions. His dark hair buzzed in a close crew cut. If all three of them came to live with us, I'd have to move out. And you know Mama wouldn't cotton to losing her baby boy. Jimmy's eyes watered. Dang, he was too old for tears. He cleared his throat, then said, "She'd hunt you down." "You don't say," Clem made a wry face, but Jimmy knew their joking etched around the truth. Clem was now his mama's only boy. Big brother Ted had died on Iwo Jima just a week after his 20th birthday, and the family had never been the same. Though more than 3 years had passed since the telegram arrived, Jimmy's soul still vibrated with the echoes of Miss Clemson's wailing as her husband read the news. Everyone in Hart's Bend had loved Ted. No exaggeration. Everyone. The whole town shut down for his memorial.
Jimmy jerked around.